下午好。我们先念诵这个《般若波罗蜜多心经》，有两个版本，我的这个是比较薄的，这个是在第三面。We recite the heart of perfection of wisdom sutra in Mandarin, but you can recite in English as well. Okay. 第三面，《般若波罗蜜多心经》，观自在菩萨行深般若波罗蜜多时，照见五蕴皆空，度一切苦厄。舍利子，色不异空，空不异色，色即是空，空即是色，受想行识亦复如是。舍利子，是诸法空相，不生不灭，不垢不净，不增不减。是故空中无色，无受想行识，无眼耳鼻舌身意，无色声香味触法，无眼界乃至无意识界，无无明亦无无明尽，乃至无老死亦无老死尽，无苦即灭道，无智亦无德。以无所得故，菩提萨陀依般若波罗蜜多故，心无挂碍，无挂碍故，无有恐怖，远离颠倒梦想，究竟涅槃。三世诸佛依般若波罗蜜多故，得阿耨多罗三藐三菩提，故知般若波罗蜜多是大神咒，是大明咒，是无上咒，是无等等咒，能除一切苦，真实不虚。故说般若波罗蜜多咒，即说咒曰：伽帝伽帝帕拉伽帝帕拉桑伽帝菩提梭哈。现在呢，我们要念诵的是这个功德本颂，就是我们现在Cameron 姐给我们开示的。大家都有带来吗？英文的法本是在红色的这本法本里面，第一百，137面，英文是 The Foundation of All Good Qualities, page 137。华文的是那时候复印给大家的。好，功德本颂，唯愿加持令我先善见。于诸功德之本恩惠主，如理依止是乃道之根，然后精进恭敬成依止。唯愿加持令我先体悟，一次所得此善有暇深，难得有益，然后不间断，昼夜升起取其精华心。唯愿加持令我先念此，生命飘摇犹如水泡沫，迅速即为死魔所摧毁，并且确知黑白业诸果，事后跟从犹如影随形，然后令我时时不放逸，众恶中连小罪皆断除，并且成就一切善法具。唯愿加持令我先认清世间圆满诸过众苦门，不可依赖享受不厌足，然后勇猛追求解脱乐。唯愿加持令我善巧用，由彼清净心令所引发，正念正知极大不放逸，主修教法根本别解脱。 唯愿加持令我先观察诸母有情同我落有海，然后按习熟圣菩提心，复合救度众生之重担。唯愿加持令我先善见，若仅发心却于三种界，不屈羞耻不能成菩提，然后精进勤学佛子律。唯愿加持令我心流中熄灭于诸妄境之调举，并且如理四察真实意，迅速升起止观双运道。唯愿加持令我于共道修成法器，随令顺利入诸圣中最殊胜金刚圣，彼具善缘众生正精度。彼时加持令我真确知所谓清净誓言及律仪，乃是成就二系地之本，宁可不顾生命护守之。于是加持令我先通达续部精要及二次第心，然后遵照圣者之教诲坚定勤修四座瑜伽法。唯愿加持令我诸如是开示贤圣道之善知识，如理修习道理皆长寿，并愿内外障碍尽平息。唯愿世事不离真上师，唯愿随时享有圣正法，并于地道功德圆满后迅速证得金刚持果位。
Question, Yeah, question, ask one.
大家如果有什么问题疑问，可以先提出来。你要不要这个我们再要录下来，这样如果大家听这个录音的话才知道你在念什么
啊。
我要问哦，怎么样像这两天哦祭福敬善，祭福敬善这两天怎么样像这两天祭福敬善？
敬善
啊，敬赞，敬赞。
哦，
敬叫业赞。啊，祭福，敬赞，敬叫那个业赞。
How do we collect merits and purify, all the obstacles, with respect to the merit field?
So, first we do short meditation, okay, for a few minutes.
我们先做一个很短的，一起做一个静修吧。
是So sit as comfortably, then put your back straight. You know, as we learn the seven posture of meditation, so try to sit that position. You know,
大家坐的时候呢，你要坐得非常舒服的。这样你才可以坐得比较久一点，然后最重要的就是你的背啊，你的脊椎骨要直，然后呢，我们就应用我们学过的毗卢遮那七支佛的做法来做。
So then, focus your mind on the breath. You know, when you breathe in and out, just put your mind there. You know, try to focus your mind on the breath.
现在呢，我们做我们的呼吸观，把你的心呢，原念于你的呼吸，专注在你的呼吸。哦，你呼出的时候，你要懂你在呼出去。吸入的时候要懂你把气吸进去。
So, the breathing meditation is to put your mind at the present moment and keeping your mind within yourself, you know. So idea is that, you know, put your mind in your body.In present moment. So that's the idea is that, you know, try that much as possible, you know, living in the present moment.
这个呼吸观呢，主要呢是让我们将我们的心呢安住于我们的呼吸，然后专注我们的身体，让我们呢能够把心呢住在当下。所以呢，我们尽自己的能力呢，把心安住在当下这一刻。
Then and enjoy the present moment. You know, just putting your mind, you know, breathe in and out. Put your mind there and be in present moment and enjoy of the breathing in and out.You know, try to live like that for a few minutes.
当我们这样做的时候呢，这样的观修的时候呢，我们将我们的心呢完完全全专注于我们的出入息，就是我们把我们的心呢，我们这一刻呢就活在当下这一刻的呼吸，然后我们享受当下这一刻的呼吸。
So, if you do while breathing meditation, then you're able to feel the joy from there, you know. So, joyful breathing in and out, you know. So, it's something amazing when you look it there, you know. Once you cannot breathe in and out, you are no more there, you know.Once you breathe in and out, you notice that you are alive at this present moment. You know, then you can able to feel the joy of breathing in and out.
当我们这个出入息观修得比较成熟的时候呢，我们就能很好的享受当下的这一刻。那我们就能非常快乐的出入呼吸。
就呼出去吸出去非常快乐，这是很简单比较简单容易做到的一种观修方法。为什么呢？如果我们不能够这样的呼吸的话，呼出去吸入的话呢，这样我们的生命的那一刻呢就不存在了。好，所以当我们能够这样做的时候呢，就表示我们还活在这一刻，这一刻我们还继续活着。所以呢，我们就好好的享受我们还活着的当下的这一刻的呼吸。
Okay, so the whole idea is that, you know, breathe in and out, be aware of that, then enjoy that, the present moment.
所以这个出入息啊，呼吸观啊的整个啊整个修法呢，就是我们要啊专注于我们知道我们在呼出去，我们吸进去，吸入每口气。我们要有这样的察觉的心，然后呢，不但是察觉我们这一刻的出入息，而且我们非常非常的享受我们在活着的当下的这一刻。
So then, looking oneself, how fortunate we are, you know, having all the condition right now, you know, able to hear, able to see, able to smell, able to taste, able to touch, able to enjoy, you know, counting what we have.Everything, you know, almost every condition is there to make oneself happy. You really think carefully, you know.
现在呢，我们可以看一看，哦，想一想，我们当下的这一刻是多么的幸运。怎么说呢？因为我们具足了各种各样的条件，有利的条件，我们可以看到，可以听到，啊，可以尝到、闻到、碰触到，哦，各种各样的东西，啊，然后我们都有这样的能力，能够做到让自己呢感到快乐。
So this is extremely important, you know, meditation on precious human tribute, you know. So extremely important to recognize what we have at that moment, you know, recognize that, feel joy, happy by understanding what you have, you know. This all happy condition for oneself, you know.
这一点呢，这样的认识啊，是非常重要的。就是我们现在呢，有这样的难得的宝贵的人生，我们这一刻呢，已经拥有了，就在我们的呼吸之间。所以呢，我们应该能够感觉到，好，然后感觉到我们拥有这样的条件，我们该感到快乐。好，我们自己本身就具足了这些有力的助缘。
As we describe, as we learn last class about the precious human rebirth, it's all about that, you know. So think what you have, you know. So you have everything at the moment. Recognize that and feel joy, happy, you know. So that's the, you should have that kind of understanding, you know. That should have this kind of feeling after doing meditation, precious human rebirth, you know, be joy and happy in the mind.
所以呢，这是我们上一堂课啊学到的，啊，学到这个宝贵人生，我们已经拥有了这样难得的这样的一个人生，所以呢，我们该去思维去想，哦，我们现在所拥有，我们已经自己已经拥有了每一种啊，可贵的条件，就每一种条件呢，我们都已经具足了。这样去想的话，去思维的话呢，我们应该啊感到哎感到快乐。哦，这是我们啊做这样的思维修呢过后啊，心里应该升起一种快乐的那种感觉。
So. When you really meditate on that, there's no room for the unhappiness in that moment, you know, if you meditate well.
这样的去思维呢，这样去分析、去修的时候呢，我们的内心呢是充满快乐的，一种快乐的、喜悦的感觉。我们的心呢，没有一丝一毫的不快乐。
So, the idea is that, so, you know, the breathing meditation can bring so much joy and happiness, you know. So, the idea is that, you know, living how to live in the present moment, you know, the recognizing at the present moment what we have, all the condition to make oneself happy is there, you know, must recognize.And feel happy, joy. You know.
所以呢，当我们在做这个呼吸观的时候呢，我们要 能够这样去想哦，感觉到哦，我们呢，其实是可以拥有很多很多快乐的，啊，所以做这个思维修可以结合这个思维修，啊，它告诉我们应该怎么样生活，怎样活着，怎样活在当下的这一刻，就在你做这个呼吸观的时候。你在做呼吸观的时候，你要活在当下这一刻，你要能够认识到你所拥有的一些条件，所有需要能够让你快乐的条件呢，你都具足了，所以呢，你应该感到快乐喜悦。
So I just that in the soul, bringing your mind.In the present, so that means bringing mind in your body, you know? So that's important. When you bring that, your mind, body together, then you're able to enjoy the present moment.
所以整个观修的关键就是圆心哦，把你的心呢专注于当下的这一刻，把你的心念呢专注于你自己本身的这个身体哦，让你的身和你的心呢合一。
So then, look ourselves. Most of the time, we don't live in the present moment.Without live in the past, keep thinking of the past moment. Then another thing, living in the future moment, future thought. So that means you are not living in the present moment, you know. So that means your mind is not within yourself, always outside of your body, in the past, in the future.So therefore, so then so much unhappiness, you know.
我们可以自己这样仔细的去想啊，去分析。我们很少很少活在当下这一刻，大多数的时候呢，我们都在回想哦，以前发生什么什么事。要不是回想过去的话呢，我们就在想，哎呀，将来应该怎么办啊？未来会发生什么什么？我们很少很少是活在，或者从来就没有活在当下这一刻。所以呢，我们的心呢，从来呢都不是原念于当下的这个身体，都不在当下这个身体。所以呢，所以这样的活着的时候呢，我们通常呢都有很多很多的不快乐。
Okay, so also breathing meditation is also very helpful, enjoyable, you know, so like that, so able to make that joy in the heart.
所以这个呼吸观的方法呢，其实呢可以帮助我们哈，让我们呢感到哈，给我们带来这个快乐。将我们这个快乐呢带到我们的心里。
Okay, so I teach that. So after breathing meditation, then you feel joy, happy. Then after that, you visualize the Buddha Shakyamuni in front of oneself, made of light, lively, in front of you. You can visualize that.
所以这是我们的呼吸观哦，让我们的心呢专注在当下，并感到快乐。有了这样的基础哦，这样的心态呢，现在呢，我们就进一步观想本师释迦牟尼佛就出现在我们前方的虚空啊，他是相好光明的，整个身体呢是大光明的。
So then, next one, we recite the Shakyamuni mantra 7 times. So then, that time visualize the nectar come from the Buddha Shakyamuni, intra oneself and other sentient beings, then purified all our physical, mental suffering, and the cause of the suffering are the emotion or negative thought are totally purified. And then after that you feel joy and happy.
现在呢我们就要进一步念本师释迦牟尼佛的心咒7次。在念的时候呢，我们观想本师释迦牟尼佛呢放出降下大甘露，这甘露呢净化了我们自己，还有我们观想围绕在我们身边的一切众生。这甘露呢净化了我们身体，还有我们心灵上所感受到的苦痛，还有苦痛的原因。好，所以呢我们所以心灵上的那些不好的负面的念头呢全部完全哦由这个甘露呢净化了。好，然后呢我们感到快乐。
So it is same thing, you know, when you have this clear visualization or purification, you know, thinking that totally the negative empty emotion are totally purified.By the power of the Buddha's nectar, you know, our negative emotion are totally purified. You have strong, clear visualization. Then,
so, 呢，同样的呢，我们观想的越清晰越好，好，越清晰越好。然后呢，我们就。要观想，这是由于本师释迦牟尼佛甘露的大加持力哦，要这样的深信哦，这样虔诚的信念，加上我们非常清晰的观想呢，我们就能够达到这个净化的目的。
So then, after purify, then think that you are to everything purified, then become very pure, you know. So, strong belief.Strong clear visualization, then you stay that state in a happy moment, you know.
所以呢，我们要发起这样深切的信念，然后呢，由这样的观想呢，净化一切哈、哦，所有的业障啊，所有的苦痛，然后呢。完完全全净化我们身体呢，升起一种快乐的感觉，然后呢，我们就专注于那个快乐的那种感觉。
Okay, so like that, after this purification meditation, then feel joy, happy, like that. So this is important.
这样的这样的短修呢，这样的修行呢，净化的修行。就是我们借着这个加持力佛的加持力呢净化过后我们感到那种快乐的感觉这一点呢是非常非常重要的因为它能够帮助我们呢不断的继续的去修下去
OK, so like that with visualization so we recite the Shakyamuni mantra 7 times together
所以呢，现在我们专注于清晰的观想，然后念诵本师释迦牟尼佛的心咒7次。
牟那耶娑哈，他呀他，唵牟尼牟尼，玛哈牟那耶娑哈，他呀。
So then, lastly, two short dedications. So then, by doing this practice meditation, may I quickly become like Buddha Shakyamuni, able to help numberless of sentient beings.
This 的短修过后呢，我们要做一个回向。愿以此功德呢，愿我能快速证悟本师释迦牟尼佛的圆满佛果，能够帮助所有的一切众生。
OK。
现在我们已经修完了。
Okay. Now you feel joy, happy inside or not?
你们感到快乐呢？一种怎么讲呢？应该讲一种平静或清静的感觉。
Do you feel? Yes.
Yes for her.
Okay. So, if you feel joy, then the blessing is going inside. If you don't feel the joy, the blessing is not going inside.
如果你通过这样的修持的话呢，你可以感到一种喜悦的话呢，就是已经得到这个佛的那个加持了，可是如果你什么都没有感觉到的话呢，你就没有得到那个加持了。
Okay, so you make sure the blessing go inside. You know, of course, Buddha's blessing is always there, but you make sure blessing go inside.
所以呢，你自己要保证了哦，能够得到这样，通过这样的短修呢，能够得到加持。当然，佛的加持呢是永远都存在的，只是我们自己能不能够接受到。
So, I mean, joy, feeling joy and happy is the like a container.To receive the blessing. Okay? You must have a container to receive the blessing. So you make sure you're happy, joyful. Okay?
所以有时候我们讲什么得到加持啊，什么加持啊，到底怎么样才算是得到加持呢？所以加持，如果你得到加持的话，你的心呢会感到很清净，会感到一种快乐，会有一种喜悦的感觉。所以这种喜悦快乐感觉呢，就好像个容器啊，它是接受这加持力的容器。所以呢，如果你得到加持，你应该哈，我说你尽量了。如果你不能的话，也尽量哈，自己哈，让自己能够感受到这样的快乐，这样的平和。安迪，你的问题已经回答了，你懂吗？
啊，So this is the very first you should through meditation, whatever method, you know, either through meditation, any method you have. So to make self joyful and happy person,It's the very, very basic, you know, that we all need that, you know.
So, 呢，我们可以通过这样的静修啊，禅修的方式，可以通过自己的任何方法呢，让自己感到快乐，成为一个快乐的人。我相信这是都是很基本的了哈。每个人都需要啊，感到快乐的。
So very important, you know, without that, you can't make other people happy, you can help other people, it's impossible, you know. So in order to help other people, to make other people happy, then first you should be happy yourself, you know.
这是一个非常重要的道理，我们呢，如果想要去帮助别人哦，使别人感到快乐，可是自己如果不快乐的话呢，这是不可能的哦。要能够帮助别人哦，让别人也得到快乐呢，首先呢，自己必须是一个快乐的人。
Then again, same thing. Once you are happy, joyful, of course, you receive all the happiness from others too, you know.
So, 同样的呢，如果我们本身是一个快乐的人哦，能够感到自己让自己感到快乐的人，我们也可以从别人的从别人呢那边呢得到感觉到快乐。
You know, then I mean, become very happy person. You know, so once I'm happy, the people who are surrounded by you, left to right, whoever next to you, you know, able to make them joy, happy. So.Therefore, then your life become happy life, you know, for oneself, for other, you know. So that's the happy, happy way to live your life.
所以呢，如果呢，我们自己哈、哦、可以哈、哦、感到快乐的话，像我们周围的人呢，从左边到右边哈、哦，他们全部呢也可以感受到快乐的。哦，他所以呢，你的生活会快乐，你的朋友，你周围的人也可以得到快乐。像你的生活呢，就是一个快乐的生活，这就是怎么样快乐的活着的方法。
Okay, so I don't know how you. So, well, I don't know how to say. Make yourself what's called lovable person. Make yourself lovable person. I don't know. What is that? I don't know.
这个很难翻，虽然很简单，让自己。成为一个可爱的人，可爱不是 cute 啊，可爱可以爱，让别人可以爱的人。
Okay, so then everybody will love you. So I just that, but make sure you are lovable. If it's that, everybody will love you. There's no reason to hate you.
就是每个人人人都爱你，你就是一个可爱的人，那就没有人会恨你了。
Okay, so that's the important. What kind of method you use? Okay, but I'm just giving some example like breathing meditation, or this visualization meditation, whatever method you know. So, I guess making oneself happy person, joyful person. So that's the idea.
所以呢，这一点呢是非常重要的。哦，怎么使你成为一个快自己成为一个快乐人？当然方法很多。这样呢，在这里呢，天如觉只是跟我们分享一个方法，一个例子，就是从我们的呼吸观开始，然后我们做一些观想。哦，怎么观想呢？就刚才我们已经一起短修过的短暂的修行过的那个方法，然后让自己呢成为一个喜悦充满喜悦快乐的人。
Okay, so idea is that if you very happy person, joyful person, then you are, everybody love you. Of course then where you live that become the pure landPure land is not in the sky, not somewhere else, okay? Right in front of you, you know?
所以呢，如果你自己呢是一个充满喜悦的、感到快乐的人呢，这样每个人都会喜爱你哈、哦，你就是人见人爱啊。好，所以呢，你住的地方哦，你住的这个地方、住的这个世界呢，就是净土了。你住的地方呢，就是一个极乐世界，因为你都会感到很快乐，每个人都很喜欢你啊，你人见人爱，所以你住的地方就是极乐世界了。所以那个极乐世界呢，并不是在天上哦，也不是在什么遥远的地方啊，或在某某某某个地方啊，好，其实它就是已经是在这里了。极乐世界是你自己创造的。
So, I mean like that, and reality is like that. When you are happy, then everybody happy. Of course, that is the pure land. Pure land is nothing more than that.
所以呢，这其实呢，就是我们生活的真相。当你感到快乐的时候呢，你也可以把你的快乐呢，传给你身边的每一个人，它是可以感染到其他的人。所以呢，每个人呢，你身旁每个人都可以感到快乐。这样在快乐的地方呢，其实呢，就是我们的极乐世界，就是我们的净土了。
Okay, so.So my point is here, go to pure land before the death come. Don't wait until the death come, then want to go pure land. That's the wrong idea. You know, go pure land when you are alive.
所以这么讲到底是怎么一回事呢？其实就是我们要在这一生啊，这生结束之前呢，就去极乐世界，就到达极乐世界。怎么去呢？就是刚才那个方法，不要到了临终那一刻要死掉，讲啊，我现在要发愿要去净土了，要去见什么佛了什么之类的，不要等到那个时候才去制造哦，要去一个极乐世界啊，这样做呢，其实啊有点颠倒本末倒置了。
You get what I'm saying? You understand what I'm saying?
你们明白天人穴要讲的是什么吗？
OK.
明白呀、啊？你明白什么？你可以说吗？哦。What she's saying is, 哎呦，我忘了你刚才讲什么。something like that. What she's saying is that, she understands what Ken Rinpoche has said. Before death comes, actually, we should practice and know how pure land looks like, what is it like. So we actually practice. We keep accumulating. So when death really happens, actually we know what pure land is like already. So we can go anytime. Something like that. 是不是啊？啊。This is her understanding of what she said. We should actually start practicing and start practicing the Buddha Dharma now when we are leaving, and not wait until we want to die then say we want to practice and go pure land.
Yeah. Correct.
对。对。给你们两个赞。
那嘞。So same thing, you know, so you look in the negative side. You know, if you are totally worried person, you know, keep thinking of the future and the past. Keep worrying what happened in the past. Keep worrying about the future, what will happen. There's nothing guaranteed in the future, but you think so much. And worry, suffer so much in the life. When you become so much miserable, unsettled, day and night worry, not good sleep, always very moody, you know? The moody cow? What do you call moody cow? Moody cow? So like that. Then it's really you are so much miserable yourself. Suffer so much yourself, you know. Not only that, but your friend, relative who surrounded by you also they suffer because of you, you know.
Tong 同样的，我们可以把刚才的那个例子呢反过来看哦。如果你是一个整天呢一直在那烦恼，哎呀，以前那怎样怎样啦，为什么我没有这样做啦，什么什么，一直在烦恼过去哦，你做的不对啦，什么不好啦，应该怎么怎样，或者是你每次都不是烦恼过去，就烦恼未来，哎呀，将来该怎么办呢？哎呀，我没有这个，没有那个，所以这不断的回想过去，为过去做的东西烦恼，为将来还没有发生的东西都不懂到底会怎么样的去烦恼的话，这样呢你整天在烦恼烦恼烦，你其实呢就活在痛苦之中了，你就自己会感觉到很痛苦了，这样可能呢可能会烦到你自己要晚上也睡不着，哎呀都烦烦了，哎呀呀，我睡了会怎么样会怎么样，如果是这样的话，你就是一个非常非常情绪化的人呢，那种很 emo 的人，很情绪的，所以呢你整天烦烦，而且不只是这样了，因为过去的没有做对的，或者应该不应该是这样的东西在烦的话呢，你会影响到你身边的亲戚啦，你的朋友啦，他们也会因为你这样啊，他们跟你接触到哦，所以他们自己哦也感到很烦很烦很不快乐哦，为什么呢？因为你把这个不快乐的给传染给他们了。
So, then you see, you know, oneself suffer so much. You know, then you see everything when you are so unhappy and mind is too disturbed, you are unhappy, then you look left, right. Everything become unpleasant, become all this undesirable, you know. Then seeing everything become problem for oneself.Everything we see like that, you know.
所以呢，当你自己呢感受到这样的痛苦的时候呢，你的心呢是不快乐的，你的心呢是灰色的。所以呢，怎么讲呢？你从左边看到右边，前面看到后面，没有一样东西你是看得顺眼的，看得是对的。所以你会觉得，哎，这个是问题啊，那个也是问题，左边是问题，右边是后面是问题，前面问题，全部都是问题。
So like that. So it's true. You know, we all know this thing. You know, we all have experience of it. We all know this. When your mind is so much disturbed, then everything becomes unpleasant, include your nice bed. You know, you have to roll whole night. Normally you have good sleep. When you are not happy, you know, even your nice bed,cannot sleep well, you know, roll and roll all night, you know, become uncomfortable, you know.
所以呢，这样的经验呢，相信大家都有过，或者大家都明白了，没有这样经验也这样明白了。当我们的心呢被烦恼痛苦呢占据的时候呢，我们其实很烦很烦很痛苦的。晚上呢可能也没有不能好好的睡觉了，因为整个心呢都是很烦的，所以呢晚上可能在床上就翻过来覆过去啊，翻来翻去翻来覆去，就是合不上眼睛哦，就觉得啊一切都是很不舒服的。
So like that. So in that sense, you're living in the unfortunate rebirth like that. Almost exactly the same. Living in unfortunate rebirth. You know, like so much suffering, so much pain. Then your life become miserable life, you know.
所以如果从这个角度看呢，虽然呢你还拥有这个人生呢，可是你这样活着的话哦，其实你好像活在三恶道这样。虽然你的身体呢是这个宝贵的人生，你活在三恶道，为什么呢？因为你感到哎呀，全部都是痛苦啊，所以你是很烦恼的，充满烦恼的，就和这个那个三恶道呢没有什么两样了。
So therefore. You know, so therefore Buddha said, everything is your own mind, you know, created by your own mind. Whether you talk about the pure land, the happy place, or unhappy place, unfortunate place, is creation of your own mind. nothing else, you know.
哇，今天这支笔跟我开玩笑。所以呢，在佛经上啊，佛就曾经说过这句名言：“万法由心造。”为什么呢？因为呢，如果你感觉到这个地方就好像极乐世界一样，是充满快乐，极乐世界是没有痛苦的哈，这一切都是很快乐的，很快乐的地方。或者呢，你住的地方是非常非常的不快乐的，就好像一个恶道一样哈。其实这一切呢，都是你的心呢的一种显现，你的心显现出来的。
Okay, so so what I'm talking, the whole point is to make yourself happy, you know. So this is extremely important, you know. So then everything's okay, you know.
所以呢，我们这样讲，我讲了这么多。天如月分析了这么多，其实它的关键点是我们应该让自己生活的快乐，让自己呢感到快乐。如果我们能够有个快乐的生活的话呢，我们就不会感到痛苦，我们就会看每样东西呢都有问题了，就不会这样了。
Okay, simple is that if you are happy, everything is okay.If you are not happy, everything is not okay.
所以用很简单的方法来说呢，如果你感到快乐的话呢，一切都没问题。如果你不赶快感到快乐的话呢，每一样东西都有问题。
Okay. 啊，呀，呀，徐老师。
我想问，快乐是不是属于七情五欲里面的一种感觉？如果是的话，我们对于喜怒哀乐是不是不应该有喜怒哀乐？因为如果快乐是一种七情五欲的感觉，那应该吗？
This is very Chinese way of classification. Is happy one of the seven types of emotions and six types of desires? So if it is belongs to one type of these emotions, so does it mean that we shouldn't feel happy?
What?
Is happiness is one type of emotion, am I correct? So if it's something that is emotion, should we actually abandon it? In 英文好像没有七情六欲这样的分法。我知道。 Lianhua auntie is saying that because we are not a real bodhisattva, we have attained the state, so definitely we have all kinds of emotions. So we will have all this seven divisions of emotions or six type of desires or whatever. Bodhisattva 也应该有七情六欲，可是他看到七情六欲的空性。
So, so of course, when I say emotion, I mean there's many different types of emotion. Positive and negative, helpful, unhelpful. I mean, there's many different types of emotion, good emotion, bad emotion, you know, some helpful, some of this negative emotion is harmful, this positive emotion is helpful, you know. So there's many different types of emotion, you know.
当我们讲到情感啊，七情六欲这样的情感的东西呢，它其实有不同的种类了。那有些情感呢，我们可以依据划分为它是有益的、无益的，它是好的它是坏的，它善的，它是不善的等等。这些，比如说有些情感可能会带来一些破坏性，所以它对我们呢是属于无益的那种情感。所以它是其实有各式各样。
So basically, of course, when you talk about the emotion which involves the attachment, then emotion which involves anger, I mean, those are not helpful emotion, you know.
当我们谈到我们的各种情感的时候呢，如果它是能够带来给我们带来一种执着贪执的话，或者是带来那个嗔心的话呢，这样的情感呢是属于无益的。
So, of course, once, for example, you have one child, your lovely one child, then of course, you have so much emotion relation with this child. You know, education, whether it's health, everything, you know. You have so much emotion because of the child. All this, most of the time, this based on the attachment, emotion is involved there. Therefore, of course, parents have so much difficult time following this emotion thought because involved the attachment. You know, the mother is actually not relaxed at all.
So, 比如说呢，举个例子哈，比如说如果是一个独生的孩子的话，通常呢，通常大人对这样的独生的孩子呢，都会特别特别的关注或特别的烦恼，关注烦恼。OK， 比如说这个孩子的教育啊，这个、孩子的健康啊，每一样东西呢通常呢他的父母都会特别特别的留意，特别的关注哈、所以时时刻刻啊都会在烦着，替这个孩子烦着。其实这是一种贪执的，是一种贪着的情绪。 所以呢，他的那个，因为这个是一种贪执、贪执的那种情感，所以他那个心呢，其实呢是非常紧绷的。
So it's very clear, you know, when you follow that kind of attachment emotion, you know, support by attachment, then you follow that emotion, good or bad, you know, then the child did such a good education.Emotion go up. The child doesn't do good. Emotion, another emotion arise up and down. So both are not good, of course. You know.
这样的情感其实是由贪执所引发的。所以呢，比如说在教育方面，如果那个孩子呢取得好成绩哦，哇，你的那个情感呢会跟着一起上。如果孩子发生什么不好的事，你也会跟着一起下的。心会跟着一起沉下来，所以这是由贪执所引发的情感。
So then, of course, you have child, you really love the child without attachment. You know, if you able to do that, then you really can love the child with love.That's a different type of emotion will be there, you know. That is what we really need it, you know, this wonderful emotion, you know, able to strengthen yourself, give joy in your heart. Not only that, you are able to give joy to the children also, you know, because there's no background attachment involved.So then, those emotions, the love, are needed.
当然，因为这个孩子的话呢，这个小孩子呢，那大人可能很喜爱这个小孩子。当然，最好呢是，如果你能够做得到我的话呢，你对这个小孩子的喜爱呢是没有贪执的成分的话。啊，没有这个贪着那种执着的成分的话呢，像你对这个小孩子的爱呢，其实是不一样的情感。好，这样其实呢，这样的情感呢是我们需要的，这是这样的情感呢是非常难得的。这样你真的是可以把你的内心那种喜悦啊可以感染到你这个孩子哈，这种没有贪执的情感。
So, the answer is that, you know, when any emotion which is supported by the attachment or anger, you know, with the negative emotion behind, so that kind of emotion really doesn't bring happy moment, lasting happiness doesn't arise in your mind, you know.
所以这个要讲的点呢、啊，其实就是任何情感，如果它是由这个贪啊，或者由嗔啊，那种执着呢所引发，或者这样的情感呢是由这个贪执或者是嗔念呢，这样的背后的东西所摄受的话。这样所引发的情感呢，它是不会带来真正的快乐的。怎么说呢？它不会带来永恒的快乐。
Okay, so without that, you know, without support of attachment, anger, like real love, real compassion, those type of emotion, but it doesn't really disturb your mind, you know.But that brings so much joy and happiness in your mind. Not only temporarily, but long-lasting joy, happiness will happen, you know. So those kind of emotions we need to develop, we need that.
所以呢，如果是没有贪嗔等啊，等这种负面的那种情绪哈、啊、的所带来的那种情感的话呢，它是属于真正的爱的。为什么呢？因为这样的喜爱或者这样的爱呢，它是 有了这样的喜爱的话呢，这样的爱的话，你的心呢是不会起任何烦恼的，它会带给你快乐，不只是短暂的那个时候你感到快乐，而且它会带给你带来快乐呢是永恒的快乐。所以这样的情感是我们需要去啊修的。
Okay, am I answering your question or not? I don't.
你没有回答到你的问题。
Somewhere.
这是不是你想？没有这样的回答，有没有回答到你心里面的问题呢
？So again, of course, as I mentioned, we have to be happy. Reason have to be reasonable to be happy. Yeah.
The reason has to be reasonable.
Yeah.
我们其实呢都需要快乐，这样我们需要快乐的理由呢是应该有理由的。
Okay, so
应该是合理的了，我们的快乐应该是合理的。
So again, I'm just giving simple example. When you smile to someone, you know, the smile can be two smile there. Smile. The smile can be two.
Can be two.
Two type of smile. Really smiling from the heart.One is just smile from the mouth. There's two types of smile. Smiling, yeah.
举个简单的例子，当你对别人微笑的时候，可能这个微笑呢，可有不同的微笑，比如说有两种微笑，一种是发自内心的微笑，一种呢只是你的嘴部和脸部运动，皮笑肉不笑了。
One is very good, one is very bad.
所以一种是善的，一种是恶的，不好的了。
Okay, so really smile from the heart, you know, really sincerely from the heart. Immediately, you have a lot of joy in your heart. Not only that, you are able to give joy to the other person.People can receive, people can get it. Your love and smile, you know.
所以如果是发自内心的微笑呢，是非常真诚微笑的话，不只是你自己哦，你自己发自内心的微笑，你自己会感到快乐，同时你也会把这个快乐呢，传给得到这个微笑的人，看到微笑的人，所以呢，它可以带来快乐，还有带来喜爱。
Okay, so, I mean, here, I'm just simple thing, you know. You really smile from heart is to, you must be happy inside. Otherwise, impossible to smile from the inside. You know, you are not happy, impossible you to smile from the inside.
首先呢，就是你自己这个微笑，如果是发自内心的微笑的话，你自己内心呢应该是非常快乐的，要不然你根本就笑不出来嘛。
Okay, so then, of course, then the another smile, of course, you are not happy just to show up your teeth. No, just to show your teeth.
当然。
That kind of smile you look doesn't bring happiness in your mind. You're not happy. It doesn't bring any happy inside your mind. Of course, no question how to make other people happy. Other people can see that, you know, whether you're really smiling from your heart or showing the teeth. People are really intelligent. Immediately they know. You know. Then of course, how to bring happy? They know you are not sincerely smiling. Just showing the teeth. And of course, other people immediately are unhappy.
如果是另外一种微笑的话呢，你自己本身也没有感到快乐嘛，所以你这样勉强这样笑出来，别人只是看到你的牙齿而已。好，所以那样的微笑呢，并不可以给你自己。这样如果是这样的话，你自己本身呢，并不会感到快乐啊。你笑的时候，你自己并不会感到快乐。别人看得到的，别人也是看得到的，他看得出来的了，所以他们也会觉察到你这。这不是你发自内心的微笑、哦、他们只是看到你的牙齿而已。
Yeah, it's true. It's like that. It's true. Yeah.
啊、有些真笑，有些假笑嘛。He's oh, auntie is saying that.Some of them are really smiling to you. Some are fake one. You can tell. Some are, they're just faking a smile.
No. Which one is good? Which one is good?
哪一个比较好? From the heart.
Okay. Yeah. So, we should learn that. If that is good, we should learn that.
如果你觉得那个是对的，是好的话呢，我们就应该啊、学习那个对的、好的。
Okay, I mean, it's really one is very very simple. One way is very very difficult. One way very very simple to make yourself happy. You know.
所以其实这个。这样的东西其实是非常简单的。如果你要让自己感到快乐的话，其实也是非常简单的。从某一个角度来看，它其实是非常简单的。
是，啊。
If we see somebody smile, we actually we need not bother so much. We just treat it as a real.Smile from the heart, then that's okay. That's what Auntie Lema said. You say you don't have to bother whether it's real or fake one, you just treat it as all smile from the heart. Then you're okay. You won't be bothered. You'll feel, you yourself will feel happy always. It's...So is that kind of attitude okay? Because sometimes we can't really tell whether it's a real smile or a fake one. So just treat it as a real one.
I mean, you don't believe anything. Somebody smile, real or not real. Somebody smile that make you happy. Wonderful.
如果你感觉不出来的话，那是真笑假笑。可是你看到他笑，你觉得开心的话，这样没有问题了。So that's okay.
Yeah, of course. That makes you happy. It's okay, of course.
如果你感到快乐的话，让你感到快乐的话了，嗯，应该是没有问题。
对对，嗯，可以，嗯。If that makes you happy, then 可以，嗯。
如果他让你感到快乐，就没有问题。啊
So that is something. What I'm trying to say is, we need to learn all these things. You know, how to smile from the heart. You know, this is extremely important to make yourself happy, make others happy. We need to learn how to smile from the heart.
所以我们该学习如何发自内心的微笑，这样不只是让自己可以感到开心，也可以让别人感到快乐。
OK, so the one method is that have to forget what happened in the past. Have to forget what happened in the past. Have to forget that. Don't think about the future. So these two things, past is done, finished. What there to do? Future, there's no guarantee what will happen. You know, this two is useless. You know, try to stop that. Then, as I mentioned today, live in the present. You know, present moment, breathe in and out. That's the you, yourself, only that's the moment you are, you know. So then, recognize that, how fortunate you are. You know, so happy life you have that. You know, then from there, you know, you feel happy. Joy, then you're able to smile, you know.
所以呢，我们应该忘掉过去发生的事情哦，然后呢，不要去为未来烦恼，也不要为未来烦恼。为什么呢？因为过去的已经发生了，它是没有办法改变的。那未来呢还没发生，我们也没有办法保证它是怎么样子的，所以呢，如果去烦恼过去这是没有用的；如果去烦恼未来呢，它也是没有帮助的。所以呢，我们应该好好的活在当下这一刻，活在我们呼吸出入息之间的那一刻。因为在我们呼吸的这当下的这一刻呢，我们还存在着，我们还活着，所以呢，我们应该在活着的当下呼吸的这一刻呢，去这样的想哦，我们现在是多么的幸运哦，还活着，还拥有这样所有的条件哦，拥有所有的一切能够使我们快乐具足的条件，所以。这样的去思维去想的话呢，我们就会心底就会升起一种快乐的感觉，这样我们就能够真正的从我们的心里的发出微笑。
OK, so then of course when you're happy, able to make other people happy, then of course still we need to be mindful all the time, you know, not to carry by attachmentpride, jealous, you know, we have to be mindful on that. Otherwise, sometimes, you know, beginning, you look okay, happy, people respect. Then, you are not mindful, then after that, you carry by the attachment, pride, jealous, then again, another problem.So therefore, always mindful, you know, on the three poisons and what not. You have to be mindful there, you know.
所以当我们感到快乐的时候呢，我们快乐是有感染力的，所以我们就可以把这个快乐呢带给我们身边的朋友、亲戚朋友，可以带给其他的人，让其他人也感到快乐。那最重要当然我们是要让这快乐能够持久，因为这是永恒的快乐是很重要，所以可能开始的时候呢我们可以有这样的能力去专注于这样的东西，我们信念这样，可是呢有时候过了一阵子或过了一段时间，我们 没有护持正念的话，没有保持这样正念的话，我们没有去注意的话，这样我们就会被这个贪啊，或者那种嗔的那情感，或者一种慢心啊，或者妒忌心啊，慢慢的侵入啊。这样我如果没有去正念护持的话呢，这贪痴慢忌啊等等啊，这种负面的情绪呢，就会进入啊渗透，这样呢，我们就会碰到问题了。我们就遇到问题了，所以呢，我们时时刻刻呢，要以我们的正念去护持我们的心，避免我们的心呢受到这个三毒的感染。
So, I mean, there are so many advice in our course. We have to be happy. We have to make other people happy. Yeah, but at the same time, we have to be always mindful. You know. Whether you're following the attachment, or you're following the anger, or you're following the jealous, what kind of emotion arises in that moment when you smile? So always have to be mindful, you know.
所以呢，当然保持快乐的心态是非常重要的。同时呢，我们应该时时刻刻以正念去护持我们的心，看我们的心呢是否被三毒侵入了，是否有贪执的成分在内，是否有嗔怒的成分在内，是否我们的妒忌心呢已经升起了这种种的负面的情绪。所以当我们在微笑的时候，我们看到我们要有那正念心在那边关照，在那边看是否受到三毒的感染了。
So then with the mindfulness, then you have to recognize that you are pulling attachment, you smile because of attachment or any negative thought behind supported by that, then immediately recognize that, then this is not good, then you have to stop thatnegative thought. Then again, remind yourself, smile within inside, not with this negative emotion, you know. Smile with real love and compassion, you know.
所以当我们微笑的时候，我们也其实要时常以我们的正念呢去护持的。我们的微笑呢，是否是因为我们有那个贪执的念头，所以我们才微笑啊？或者是有其他负面的情绪啊，所以或者情感啊，所以我们才微笑的？如果我们有正念的话，我们正念在那边看了看，好像警察一样，正念在那边看，这样呢，如果有这样负面的情绪的话，我们就马上阻止这个负面的情绪继续的滋长。就在我们内心呢，就让它喊停，所以呢，我们要保证我们的微笑呢是真正的是真正的发自内心的微笑，它是由真正的没有贪执的爱，没有贪执的那种慈悲心而发起的微笑。
Okay, so like this, of course not easy, so but this is the practice.You know, if you smile with attachment, or you smile with pride, especially with attachment, then of course it looks good, but leads to the problem.
当然要做到这一点呢，其实是不容易的，所以呢，这就叫做修行。如果很容易的话，就不用修了嘛。所以这就叫做修，要去修。所以呢，我们当我们微笑的时候，看我们这微笑是否是因为我们有贪执， 的心念而微笑，还是因为我们有这个我慢的心，呵呵，我比你好，我们才微笑的，对吧？用这种我慢的心而微笑等等，有没有这种负面的那种情绪在后面作古作怪作乱了？所以有时候我们微笑表面看起来好像很好，哇，这个人哇，其实如果后面的他心念有这样的负面的情绪的话，他其实是很多问题的。
So not easy to smile.
所以要微笑也不容易。
Sometimes danger to smile.
有人笑还是很危险的。
That's okay.
所以今天大家都不敢微笑了。
Okay, then what she was asking the question just now, that one. Yeah, so, yes, so relate with the merit field, how to collect merit and purification practice.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're starting answering the question.
No, that's our question. That's our question. Yeah.
所以刚才现在就是刚才安迪的问题就是我们怎么样对资粮田以资粮田做对象积累我们的福德还有净化业障等等，对吗？
So relate with the marriage field, you know, so of course collecting marriage is like such as making prostration, then making offering, then rejoicing, you know. So these are to accumulate merit, you know.
以资粮田为对象积累福德呢是我们平常做的啦，平常修的，比如说我们可以做礼拜啦，对资粮田做礼拜啦，或者做供养啦，或者随喜资粮田的功德等等。
Then also requesting the training the Wheel of Dharma, requesting holy being to live long, you know. So those are related to create the merit.
当然积累福德呢，我们还可以请福资粮田呢转法轮，就为我们讲经啦，开示佛法啦，这样我们也可以请我们的善知识呢常住世间。
So if you do that while, then of course then.What you call I mean, you are collecting all the condition. You know, you are collecting all the condition. Collecting virtues means you collect all the condition to practice. You know.
如果呢，我们能够这样的去修，去这样的去做的话呢，比如说礼拜的供养啦，随喜啊，转法轮啊，请善知识常住等等，这样呢，我们这样做呢，其实我们是在积累什么东西呢？积累各种各样有用的善的修行的条件。
Okay, then you are from there, then you are able to practice, you know.
这样这个条件具足的话呢，你就可以可以很容易的去修行。
So then the purification is to relate with the merit field as we did the meditation beginning like that. So you know there's many different practices to purification. You know like prostration also one of that. Then reciting different mantras. Then with this meditation, you know.So purify all our negative karma, you know, so then also that make you clear by all the obstacles to practice.
当然以资良田为地对象呢，做这个净化啊，净化的修行呢，当然也有。比如刚才我们开始上课之前做的那个很短修啊，一起做的那个共修的那个方法啊，就是一个净化业障的方法。然后当然净化业障呢，你讲了，其实在佛法里面有各种各样的修行方法啊，比如说做礼拜也是一种净化业障的方法，或者是念佛的洪名啦、功德啦，念佛的咒语啦、心咒等等哦，这些也是一种方法。在这样做的时候呢，我们可以净化我们过去呢所犯下的恶业，可以清除我们在修行上面所遇到的障碍。
So again, so the whole point of that accumulating merit during purification practice is to make your mind happy. Joy should have that.After that, then only then you become good practitioner. Yeah.
Okay, 所以呢，当我们在这样做的，当然，比如说我们积累福德，然后福德资粮，然后净化我们的业障，这样的去修的时候呢，我们修了过后，我们的心呢就会得到一种清净快乐的感觉。啊，这一点是非常重要的。然后呢，如果能够这样不断的这样修，得到这种清净快乐的话呢，我们就可以讲哦，啊，这一个人呢是一个好的啊修行者。
Okay, so that creating merit, the purification practice is all about that, to make yourself possible for the practice.Possible for the practice.
Possible.
For the practice.
Make yourself possible for all the practice. Possible, make yourself possible.
You are unhappy, it's not possible you to practice Dharma.
Oh, okay.
When you are happy,You are making yourself possible to practice Dharma. So therefore, I'm saying, make yourself possible for the practice.
我的脑筋打结了。为什么这么说呢？就说当我们在做这样的积累福德资粮，还有净化业障的时候呢，我们心呢要感到快乐。为什么这样说呢？因为如果你的心清净快乐之后呢，你就能够进一步继续持久不断的去修行。因为当你的心呢是不快乐的话呢，你是没有办法做任何东西的，你也没有办法去修的。所以这样的清净快乐的感觉呢，是非常重要的，因为它是让你继续修下去的一种动力。
Okay, so it's very true. When you are so much suffering, when you are so much miserable, when you are so much unhappy, there's no room for practice. Difficult. Your mind's overwhelmed by the problem. So there's no room for the practice.
如果你遇到或者你感受到的呢只是痛苦的话，你的心呢完全呢被烦恼占据的话呢，你是不能够去修任何东西的，你没有办法去做任何修行的。因为呢你的心念呢只能感受只能做的哈，只能感受只是一个痛苦和烦恼而已。
Okay, so So about the practice, purification, accumulating merit, is about that, you know, make yourself available for the practice. You know, by doing this, your mind peaceful, calm, then you are able to do some practice, you know.
所以呢，所谓的我们讲的这些积累福德的 的方法啦，净化我们的业障啦，我们的障碍，清除障碍的方法呢，这些呢都是让我们哦，能够继续修行的方法哦，它能够让我们的心呢感到平和，感到清净，这样我们就可以继续的啊修行下去。
OK， 啊。
Our mind must be calm and peaceful, then we can practice.
Like your mind.
好像你的心一样。这是容姐讲的，容姐看到你的心。
She's always calm, peaceful. Always smiling. I never see she's not smiling.
因为你每次都是微笑着的啊。你在我们中心每次都是很微笑的啊。Yeah, she say when she comes to center, she's always very peaceful and calm.
In room, in house, no?
在家里是不是这样？我们要不要问你的儿子？
Because
we mean, is it like this?
Because
we mean.
Because your two sons disturb you. I'm joking. Okay, that's it. You have question, then ask one. I think I'm supposed to talk about the dead and impermanent, but you're supposed to. Yeah, now time, no more time to talk.
本来这堂课我们是要继续谈念死的修行方法了，不过想象时间已经到了，所以下一堂课 But next Saturday no lesson. Not next Sunday no lesson. 无了吗？
好嘞 Next Sunday no class, huh? Next Sunday no class.
Then the following Sunday also no lesson. Because you went to KL. You're going to KL.
好嘞Correct. Then when?
So when is the next lesson?
Huh?
今天我们上课呢，上到我们下一堂课是9月18号。为什么呢？因为下个星期天是玉兰盆节，我们中心有法会，就超度了。这玉兰盆节是不只是给亡者，还有给生者的。它藏传的佛法有两个部分啊，所以。是不收费的，你们可以把名字写在上面，什么如果你们要赞助的话，你是随缘捐献的，在我们四楼报名，这下个星期天在这里啊，这玉兰盆啊法会是由我们的 Kim Room J 还有我们的中心的僧众啊做的玉兰节法会，然后后个星期下个星期是21号啊，是玉兰盆节。28号，Karen 被请去吉隆坡我们的姐妹中心 FBMT 姐妹中心吉隆坡的中心去主持法会，所以他会在那边吉隆坡主持一个星期多。9月4号还在那边呢，所以他整个8月底和9月初都在吉隆坡的姐妹中心。你们可以过去了，有法会啊，节目已经出来了，你们可以去吉隆坡，可以去，对，可以去。不过你们自己要搞定，订你们的住宿啊，什么去吉隆坡，天荣街在那边。然后9月12号，因为我不在。因为我出国了，然后9月18号我们才上课，所以下一堂课是9月18号。Okay, next Sunday is Ulabama, then the following Sunday, Karen J is invited to our sister center in KL, to do the puja, the teaching there in KL. So it's end of August and beginning of September. Karen J is in KL.Our sister center, Losan Drive Park Center in KL. Yeah. So they have a series of activities in KL. You can go to KL to support. Then on the 12th of September, sorry, I'm not in Singapore. Then on the 18th, we'll start. So it's next lesson is on 18th of September. So we will rest 1 month.
Long holiday.
So everyone will take a long holiday, 1 month.
Okay, I think.
Okay, 现在我们就做回向 We'll do dedication. 这法本第三十二面，我这边是三十二面。你的是不是三十二面呢？也是。English dedication is on page 31。愿以此功德普及于一切，我等与众生皆共成佛道。愿此珍贵菩提心，未生令其速生起，已生令其不退转，辗转增上恒滋长。三十四面，永本文殊如宝了诸法，大行普贤菩萨亦如是，未能随从彼等清净学。我将此等善根皆回向，正如一切三十善事佛所赞种种回向中最甚，未行普行行我亦如是，将此善根个个皆回向。Okay, 所以我们九月十八号见，不用了，下个星期天请来，玉兰盆法会。后个星期天请去吉隆坡。